This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal officials have honed in on over $20 million in loans obtained by taxi businesses owned by Michael Cohen, President Trump's former lawyer, and his family, as part of a continuing investigation into possible bank fraud. New research has found that where a woman is born and where she chooses to live as an adult matters for her work and pay in earning less than men raised in the same area. Even moving to less sexist areas continues to have an impact on relative lower wages. Government-backed Freddie Mae has become the largest financial guarantor of single-family rental properties, allowing companies to buy and convert at scale. Mobility of American workers is decreasing. Reasons include the fact that people with children are less likely to move after a divorce than they were in previous decades, as more parents opt for shared custody arrangements that include their children living with them for periods of time. Pew data also show women are contributing more to their family's incomes, making it difficult to replicate a family standard of living if only one spouse has a new job, waiting in a new different city. Additionally, as the country grows older, the number of adults caring for aging parents has grown. San Antonio City Council passed a paid sick leave ordinance that will offer employees at larger companies up to 64 hours of leave per year. Businesses with 15 employers or fewer only will be required to provide 48 hours of paid sick leave. A Justice Department employee who joined a group that protested DHS Secretary Christian Nielsen didn't violate the Hatch Act that restricts political activity for federal employees, according to the U.S. Office of Special Counsel. She participated in an action against Nielsen in a D.C. Mexican restaurant in June. 1 in 3 Thai men are obese, while more than 40% are significantly overweight, according to Thailand's National Health Examination Survey. A recent Pew report found that 75% of the public said there should be limits on the amount of money individuals and organizations can spend on political campaigns. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.